Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
On the Cardinals' second offensive possession last night, Kyler Murray was sacked and appeared to be in pain after landing on his shoulder. Cameras caught the Cardinals QB wincing in pain on the sideline while warming up the entire rest of the game. Now, after the game, Kyler said he was good and didn't use it as an excuse, but Cliff Kingsbury admitted his QB banged up his shoulder and wasn't sure the extent of the injury. We are now joined by Fox Sports NFL analyst Michael Vick. Michael, how much of a pass do you give Kyler for what appeared to be a shoulder injury last night?
Well, I don't necessarily give Kyler a pass for playing through pain. That's something that he's going to have to endure for the remaining of his career. He'll probably play almost 60% of the games in his career hurt. But, you know, at the same time, you know, he'll have to find a way, find the will to win. And I thought he did a great job last night. Actually, I think the Arizona Cardinals should have won the game last night. They was in position so many times, but so many flags, so many penalties, so many things ill-advised happened to always push them backwards. But, you know, in terms of Cal, I'm proud of him. I'm proud of the way he battled. I'm proud of the way he played through the injury. And, you know, in my second year in the league, two AC joint sprains, both shoulders, sprained thumb, still had to find a way to get it through, to get it done and get through. So, you know, these are things that's going to happen, elements that he's going to have to deal with. But sometimes playing hurt makes you play better. You know, it makes you focus in more. You know, it gives you a more of a sense of presence around you and things happen. You're more aware, you know, you're more ready for the things that's going to happen or things that can come at you on defense. So, you know, I'm surprised that Kyler continued to play through the injury. I don't think he was hurt as most people thought he was, but for him to continue to play and battle through it said a lot about him.
Well, for me, the thing is that having played through injury, Skip, at the end of the night, all they saw was a black jersey with Murray on the back.
That's correct.
And once you're out there, Skip.
And by the way, what have you always told me? If you play, you have no excuse.
You got no excuse.
All right.
And a lot of times, Mike, I don't know about you, but there was a lot of times I had to shoot shoulders up, shoot ankles up, shoot ribs up. People didn't care about that. All they saw was 84 and sharp. Go make them plays. Mm. You're healthy. And so I'm sure after, like, oh, he okay. People forgot all about Kyler, got fallen on in the first quarter. They expected him to make those plays. But I thought it affected him because I think they went into this game, Mike, saying we're going to throw the ball because Seattle's defense is so poor against the pass. We're going to throw. And Kyler was not able to push the ball down the field. That throw to Isabella, that's an easy up and down throw because Isabella, all he has to do is beat the corner, which he did. Now, Kyler's job is to beat the safety that's going to be hard charging because it's single high safety. But because he wasn't able to get it up and down, the guy was able to make the play. But like you said, Mike, you got to make those plays. You're going to be in a situation throughout your career. You're going to have ankle problems. Your quarterback going to have an elbow, shoulder, something. And you got to find ways to get it done. He didn't do it last night. 10 days is a long time off. They get that treatment. You can't go anywhere now, Skip, because you still got to get COVID tested every single day. So there's no way, you know, you get a bye week, but it's not the typical bye week where, you know, guys would go, maybe they go home or go to their college or go on vacation. You're stuck in Arizona. So he'll be able to get treatment around the clock, and hopefully it's not too serious. But you can't win the game with Kyler Murray having 15 yards rushing. You can't win a game when they have 57 yards. And you damn sure not going to win a game when you commit 10 penalties for over 100 yards, Skip.
Agreed.
You're not winning games like that. They're not good enough to overcome that many mistakes, mental mistakes. So, Kyler, give Kyler credit for playing through it. But, nah, even if he was injured, Mike, you got to find a way to try to – not try it. You got to find a way to win that game.
Find a way to win.
So, before I answer, back to Michael. When you sprained your AC joint, did you sprain your left shoulder, your throwing shoulder? And if so, how did it feel to try to throw the football with a sprained AC joint? Or could you throw?
Yeah, I sprained my left AC joint and my throwing shoulder, and I had a right AC joint sprain on the other side. And I also had a sprained thumb, you know, all at the same time. But you know, the will to win, the will to, you know, just be able to celebrate with my teammates in the locker room was all I wanted. So I would go to extreme measures.
You took shots. You took the injections, Mike. That's what you did in those AC joints.
You know what? I don't think so.
You didn't take no medicine?
No, but look.
You're a better man than me.
All week. I got treatment all week. And understand this, Shannon. I was a quarterback, you know, but the pain, you know, it was tough. It was grueling pain in my throwing shoulder because, you know, the downfield throws, the throws that was down the field, you know, 25 yards or better, the throws that had to have velocity on them. I couldn't throw them the way I wanted to throw them now that I recollect. But just the sure will to win got me through. You know, I just kept pressing. You know, I did everything I could throughout the week to make sure that I could get to the game and hopefully not re-injure the injuries and just keep going. So, you know, it was tough throwing the football, but somehow, some way, being 22 years old, you know, I was able to get through it. Being 30 years old, I think I would have been complaining to Andy Reid and probably would have set one or two games out. So, you know, it's a big difference. When you're young, you can handle, you know, this the punishment. You can handle everything that comes along with playing hurt.
Yeah. You ever had an AC joint problem?
No.
I had it. Dave Durst, rest his soul. I caught a 7 route in at home in a preseason game.
Yep.
And Dave Durst tackled me, and I landed just like Kyler. And it did both of mine. Skip, I couldn't pick my arms up like this here. Okay. So to throw a football, I ended up getting like 3 shots. I took in both AC joints, and I got them up under the armpits. And then once I did that, Skip, I was like, I could fly. So for Kyler be able to throw the ball in that kind of pain, you take your hat off to him, Skip, because I know what he's going through.
Okay. This has been my biggest frustration in covering the sport that you two played at the highest level. I've always wished there could be some kind of machine whereby I could stick my hand in it for 5 seconds and feel what you're feeling in your shoulder or Kyler was feeling in his shoulder last night, just for 5 seconds. Because if I could feel it, then I could gauge. I could say, well, that's not that bad. Or I could say, God, how is he even on the field?
Yeah.
And we all were born with different pain threshold, mm-hmm. pain tolerance. Some of us have it. Some of us don't. I don't know Kyler's. I'm going to think it's pretty high.
Yeah.
And I'm going to think it was really uncomfortable last night to try to throw a football because, to your point, I love Kyler Murray. I've watched every play he's played, I think, in college and pro football. And last night, he lost his zip. Mm-hmm. He lost the mustard on his throws. That throw to Isabella, it hung. It looked more Tua-esque than Kyler-esque because Kyler has got a flat-out cannon.
Yeah, he got zipped.
Again, I'm not saying it's quite Michael Vick's cannon, but it's up there. And he can throw it long, and all of a sudden he had no range last night because I don't think he could suck it, you know, muster it up to throw it that far. Mm-hmm. And then they couldn't run it a lick because I think they wanted to protect his shoulder. So they took the zone read completely out of the offense. Right. And it's not who he is anymore,
right?
He still threw it 42 times.
Right.
And the throw to Isabella was catchable. If it had been to D-Hop, he's going to catch that ball. Right. But Andy Isabella's 5'9", and he runs better than he catches it. So in the end, do I give him a pass, even though if you're out there, there's no excuse? I do give him a pass. And I was proud of him like Michael was. I think he sucked it up and played through it and did about as well as he could. He still threw for 269.
I mean, but think about it, Skip. You remember Drew finished the first half after his injury.
Drew Brees.
And
I mean, he's playing with multiple fractured ribs and a punctured lung. Are you kidding me?
So
he threw like 8 more passes.
He did.
You want to talk about pain threshold?
Exactly. And I'm telling you. But like I said, that AC joint ain't nothing to play with.
No.
No, it ain't nothing to play with. And as a quarterback, and Shannon, you know this, any other position, you know, when you're a starter at your position, respectively, you love your backup, but you don't want your backup in the game. You don't want him to go in the game and finish. It's no hate. You know, it's no jealousy behind it. You know, you just want to be the one to finish the game. And if you finish the game and you play hurt and y'all win, you want to be glorified for that. Nothing against the backup positions, but we always want to keep those guys in the backup position and ready in case they're needed. You know, other than that, as starters, you know, hurt or not, we want to finish the game.
Yeah.
There's the expectation level. Skip, you're not. Hey, you're gonna be okay, right? Just take the week off. You know, see how you feel. Skip, they make you feel so good. Just take the week off. You know, get some rest. You know, get your treatment and see how it is on Friday. We'll test it on Friday. You know, test like, ooh, I don't know, but you know, hey, we still got a couple of days. You know, what do you think about this injection? All right. Yeah, I wish you had that machine, too, that you could touch somebody and feel what they feel.
Wouldn't you you'd like to have
it? No, I don't want to, because I know, Skip, I had a fractured eye socket, dislocated
elbow. But maybe your pain wouldn't be my pain or vice versa.
But you have to understand, though, the AC joint for a quarterback to throw.
Okay. Are there grades of AC joint?
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe it's a lower grade.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I dealt with this. I covered Emmitt Smith all those years, and he was deathly afraid of the needle.
Needles.
He wouldn't take the injection.
Yeah.
So what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, the tough part about a shoulder sprain, AC joint sprain, is that as a quarterback, rhythm is everything. You get your rhythm throughout the week. If Kyler can't consistently throw the ball, and he's going to have to throw the ball in practice, then this could be a lingering effect. So this is something that he might have to play with and get treated for the remainder of the season.
No mercy.
Hey, Undisputed listeners. I wanted to tell you about our brand new Fox Sports app and website, foxsports.com. Reimagine for the modern sports fan. Go ahead, download the new app right now. You don't even have to pause this episode. Every day on the new app and website, you'll see the top stories in sports, plus a rich world of written content, videos, social media, and analytics to give you a 360-degree view of the most important stories of the day. Streaming live TV has never been so easy or elegant. Every Fox Sports game, including all pregame and postgame shows, are just one click away. For the extra invested fan, we also go deep with real-time wagering lines, trending prop bets, win probability, and key player projections. Download the new Fox Sports app or visit www.foxsports.com now.
No mercy.
Tom Brady and the Bucs play host to the Rams as four-point favorites on Monday, according to Fox Bet Sportsbook. Both teams are coming off bounce-back wins following disappointing losses. We are now joined by Rams legend and Fox Sports NFL analyst Eric Dickerson. So, Eric, who wins on Monday night?
Well, you know, as Skip gave me the name the Rambassador, I'm wearing my Rams shirt. You know, I got to go with my Rams. I feel like we're going to win this football game. I feel like we're playing a lot better than we were a couple of weeks ago, especially we lost to Miami. We're playing a team that likes to push the ball upfield. This is not a Bill Belichick team with Tom Brady. Tom Brady, I still say, you know, is an older guy, Skip, an old man playing quarterback. He's doing a great job. But, you know, he doesn't have the luxury of having a James White in the backfield, a guy who caught 14 passes at that Super Bowl when they came back and beat Atlanta. He has Ron Jones. And, you know, they're not the same kind of receiver coming out of the backfield. Our defense is going to put a lot of pressure on Tom Brady. You know, when we played Russell Wilson last week, we sacked Russell Wilson six times. And Tom Brady is not mobile as Russell Wilson. So I expect our defense to play very well. I'll put a lot of pressure on Tom Brady. And, you know, being Bruce Arians likes to push the ball upfield. You know, he's not going to try to dump the ball off. I mean, I think that's going to hurt Tom Brady trying to hold the ball, and he can't scramble. So I'm going with our defense to put a lot of pressure on Tom Brady. And it's like most quarterbacks. I don't think all quarterbacks. No quarterback likes to get hit. And I go back to when Brady played with the Patriots and they lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl. And I felt they'd lose that game because of one reason. I felt that defense had put enough pressure on him to hit Tom Brady and get him off rhythm. And I think that's what happened, you know, in this Monday night game.
If you look at the three games that they've lost this year, Skip, what if teams have been able to do? It's two, New Orleans beating once in Chicago.
Yep.
They could pressure him with four and not sacrifice the back end.
Agreed.
And so when you look at Aaron Donald, second in the league in sack, has 9 sacks. Leonard Floyd has been a godsend. For whatever reason, Skip, he could not find his footing in Chicago. Oh. He's come to the Rams, and he's been what I think they selected him with the 8th pick in the draft, Chicago did. That's what an 8th pick in the draft should look like. What we've seen, he was NFC Defensive Player of the Week last week for his 3 sacks on Russell Wilson. Skip, the reason why I'm going to take the Rams is that if you look at what gives the Rams problem, it's pressure. You look at when they lost to the Dolphins heated him up.
But Jared Goff.
But what the Dolphins could do that Tampa can't, they're back in. See, they got two $17 million corners that's very experienced. See, Tampa's back end, they could be had with double moves, Skip. They should have lost to the Giants. They should have.
But they didn't.
Drew Brees made them pay. You see, when they got their eye, got them old lazy eye, they're looking in the backfield, you're not playing the receiver, you're trying to play Drew Brees. What? How you going to stop Drew Brees? You can't tackle him. You need to worry about the guy that you're covering. And Sean McVay will take advantage of that. Mm. They're going to get them big plays down the field.
Yep.
Jay Ram, pretty soon you're going to have to start mentioning him for a defensive player of the year. He's going to be on Mike Evans. Done deal. We're going to roll the cup now. Chris Godwin might have a big game because we're going to double AB.
Are you?
Double AB.
So now you're a wee Rams.
Double
so
AB.
You're the Rambassador.
No. That's ED the Rambassador. But Skip, I like what the Rams can do. They can pressure with four. Back end is pretty good. Jay Rams has been great this year. So I like that. And their offense.
Mm.
You know Sean McVay dialed that thing up now. He ain't like your guy up in Dallas. Mm. No unimaginative plays.
Yep.
We got a lot of stuff coming.
So I need to go back to Mr. Dickerson. Can you give me a range of score? You say Rams by what? Three touchdowns? What? Give me some idea.
I say Rams 24-20 Rams.
Only 24-20 after the case you made for a wipeout?
Hey, let me tell you. I didn't say wipeout. I said a win. I said win. I didn't say wipeout. It's all about wins. We don't care how you win. Just like when the Bucks beat the Giants. I mean, they won. We don't care how you win. You win.
If you guys took down Russell Wilson six times, don't you think you could take down Tom Brady, the statue? Like, he's already a living statue, right? A monument unto himself. He can't move a lick. Wouldn't you take him down, I don't know, eight times, right?
I'm not saying that. I said we will get to him, pressure him, and put it. And Skip, you know this is one. And Shannon, you know this also. Quarterbacks don't like getting hit. They don't. They don't like pressure in their face. They don't like getting hit. But Tom Brady's no different than any quarterback that plays. So, and one thing about the Bucs is they want to go deep down the field. That's Bruce Arians' offense. He doesn't like he doesn't have the back to come out the backfield like a James White. He doesn't have that guy.
The Rams are tailor-made for what they do, Skip, because inside with Brockers and Donald, that pressure's right there.
Okay, so what's your gut feeling? Two touchdowns?
No. I got the Rams 28-24.
28? So you guys are picking a four-point game after you told me it's going to be death and destruction for Tom Brady?
I mean, Tom Brady is a great player. I say we're going to win the game. Y'all favored by eight, four. Mm-hmm. So that's an eight-point swing.
Okay. So the reason I am loving this conversation from both of you Hall of Famers is because I didn't hear this same conversation leading up to the couple of weeks ago on Sunday night, New Orleans game at Tampa. And what happened that week? Remember, Brady on the fly in the middle of a pandemic is trying to instill and install the Patriot way in Tampa Bay. And it's difficult because he's got a lot of young players who don't get what's happening. They didn't get that week that, oh, wait a second, New Orleans is still pretty good. What did everybody say going into the New Orleans game? Hey, the Bucs are the best team in pro football. They got the best defense in pro football, and they got Tom Brady. All I heard that week leading up to a game that I obviously picked Brady to win was the Bucs got this, and they started feeling themselves and smelling themselves, and they thought as a young team that was 7-9 just a year ago, they thought they could just show up at home on a Sunday night and say, here, you guys just lay down and let us run by you, right?
Right.
Did not happen. It was the all-time disaster game. The Bucs defense never stopped Drew Brees. They really never stopped him. It took a fumble to stop him on the 2-yard line, right? And before you looked up, it's like 35-0. Okay, so what did we see last night from Russell Wilson? We saw him at home finally say, you know what? Enough of this stuff. We have lost to this team twice in a row, once at home last year, and I have been turning the ball over like a madman for four straight games, and I'm sick and tired of it, and I'm not going to do it tonight. Watch this. That's what Brady will say on this Monday night, and I agree with every point you both made. This is a terrible matchup for Tom Brady because the Rams can get after him with four. There is no doubt. Obviously, Aaron Donald requires three in the middle. And I'm sure right as we speak right now, they're in meetings trying to figure out, what do we do?
Well, you got your left guard back. Isn't he coming back this week?
Ali Marpet. Yep, he's really good. He's one of the better left guards in football, and he's missed two games with a concussion. I assume he will be back, especially
He better be better than good. He better be great.
He better be great. So what has started to happen slowly but surely, Tom Brady is starting to develop a new wavelength and connection with Antonio Brown. They just had not played together very much. One, he played for a minute in New England. What keeps happening? His targets are going up. His catches are going up.
Yep.
He will be the key to this game because you can get him the ball fairly quickly out of the slot. You can use him more like an Edelman or an Amendola to start the game with, just to try to establish that on third and three, I can hit him for 4 yards on an option route because he is hard to cover. Are you going to bracket him? You probably will.
Yep.
But I believe that the X factor on one side is Antonio Brown. And then, Eric, help me out. The last time Jared Goff was in the state of Florida, what happened to Jared Goff? I think it was in Miami. Do you recall that few weeks back?
I do recall that, but this is a different week. This is a different football team.
Okay,
but
he turned it over four times the first half, right?
Yeah.
I started calling him Jared Cough, as in cough it up, because he was coughing it up all over the turf. Well, isn't he good for just a couple of turnovers under the heat that Todd Bowles will turn up on him?
Well, here's the thing. The difference is, Skip, yes, Todd Bowles is going to pressure, but Todd Bowles don't have Xavier Howard and Jones on the back end. That's the difference. You can run all that zero coverage, but Tampa's young receivers, they guess entirely too much.
The corners.
Yeah, the corners. Hey,
Carlton, you guess. Davis and Jamel Dean.
You guess against Sean McVay, you know the double move's coming. With Cooper Kupp and Wood, they're coming. So, okay, y'all go do your thing, Skip, but we got something for you. Mm. We got something for you.
Antoine Winfield Jr.
Yes.
Making a case for Rookie of the Year.
Making a case for Defensive Rookie of the Year. He is.
Thank you very much. I just think this is the game that Tom Brady says, you know what? I'm sick and tired of stinking it up in big night games in primetime. I don't want another Chicago. I don't want another New Orleans. It is time for me to rise and shine tonight, Monday night.
He turned it over too. Hmm? You know, he turns the ball over a lot in those games too.
I was going to say he turns it over too, man.
You make it seem like he.
So what are you predicting, three?
Hey, I'm predicting that Aaron Donald going to get him.
Yeah. I love how you guys are big and bold, and then you pick 4-point wins.
What you picking?
So what are you pushing with these?
Oh, you're 41. Are you picking another Carolina game? Mm. Tampa gonna beat them like they beat Carolina. That's what you predicted?
Nope. I'll take your score in reverse. 24-20.
Oh, wait a minute! You talking about that guy's top? There's one guy. Hey, Eddie.
I didn't say wipeout. No, I didn't make any case for wipeout.
There's one guy I don't bet against, and he's not gonna want to stink it up.
Okay, on their schedule, there's not a worse matchup than this team for this.
Yes.
This quarterback.
And what about Jared Goff? You just said he last time he was in Florida.
I agree. That's my only hope. Jared Cough it up Antonio Brown.
That's your only hope. You're right.
Well, yep. Hey, guess what? Brady got to play offense too, so he got to face a defense also, Ed. Aaron Donald, Rocker, Kaiser, Leonard Floyd.
Up on Tom Brady's home bulletin board in his bedroom, he's got this quote from Eric Dickerson. He's an old ass man. That's what Eric Dickerson said on Undisputed.
Old ass man.
I'm gonna say this: the last time we played an older quarterback with Bruce Arians, we played Carson Palmer in London, England, and I told my friend Roy Green. I say, Aaron Donald's going to end his career now. And that's exactly what happened in that football game. I don't want him to end Tom Brady's career, but let me tell you something. Aaron Donald's going to get to Tom Brady.
Mm.
Get him.
So last quick thought, Eric.
Yes.
Have you been surprised at how well Tom Brady has played this year at 43?
No, I expect him to play well. I really do, because he is Tom Brady. I mean, he's a great quarterback. He's a great competitor. Bruce Arians is a very good coach. You know, I know it's going to be hard because of a different offense. That's the problem. You know, he's been in an offense, Bill Belichick offense, for 20 years, and all of a sudden you go to another team. I know what that's like. Everything is different. The numbers are different. The routes are different. The way you run the ball is different. The numbers on the running, using it, it's 2-4-6-8 to the right. Sometimes it flipped around 1-3-5-9 to the left. So it just depends. I mean, it's a lot of things that's different that he has to process. So, but I'm not surprised how well he's played at all.
He ain't played well as Mahomes and Rodgers. Mm. So what are we talking about?
Talking about MVP.
No, you ain't talking about
okay. Well, it's going to be a fun matchup Monday night. Eric, thank you so much for joining us.
No mercy.
The Chiefs are looking for revenge against the Raiders after Vegas handed them their only loss of the season. And to add fuel to the fire, the Raiders team buses did a victory lap around the Chiefs stadium after the win. Mahomes and the Chiefs find themselves as the third biggest favorite of the week at 8.5 points. So, Shannon, will the Chiefs win and cover the 8.5?
Well, Skip, I think the thing is that there's a lot of motivation. I heard Travis Kelce talking about he's looking forward to considering what they did last time they won the ball game there. I think the Chiefs are going to win this ball game. Now, it's going to be very interesting because they got a lot of COVID. A lot of guys are, I mean, what, they got like 8 guys, 9 guys out, and they got to keep testing negative.
Guess whose fault that is?
Theirs.
It's the head coach.
Right? And they're probably going to get a big old fine, too.
Yeah, well, they've already gotten.
They're going to get some more.
They lost some draft pick already.
They're going to get some more fines, too.
Because the head coach just ignored it.
Yeah.
No.
Something like Al. Like, that's something Al would do.
Yep. Would.
and not even care about it. Skip, I'm going to say they do cover because even though they beat the Chiefs last time, Mahomes was off just a little. He was off just a little. He had a couple of plays with Tyreek Hill, and he's slightly underthrown, and the guys were able to get back and break those plays up, would have been long touchdowns. So even though with that being said, he still threw for over 340. Mm-hmm. Like he had 3 touchdowns. So with that being said, I'm going to say they do cover. Derek Carr had his best game of the season, I believe, in that game, Skip. But if you look at the previous 3 games, he was averaging 143 yards passing. Mm. The key for the Chiefs is being able to stop the Raiders' run game. Mm. Josh Jacobs has been on a mission, Skip.
Yep.
And, you know, we didn't see a whole lot of him in Alabama. He was like, man, that's all he played? He only played like got 150 carries? But he had that breakout game against your Sooners.
Yeah, you know why?
Because they snubbed him.
Because he's from Tulsa, Oklahoma, yeah. And they just said, who?
Yeah, and they waited until the very last minute, and Coach Saban had them swooped in there and
he
got it.
He swooped.
So I'm going to say they do cover. I'm going to say they cover the 8.5. Mahomes put a little bit more distance between him and the other MVP contenders. I'm going to say they do cover this spread 8.5.
You don't seem to have much conviction about this because you were actually tiptoeing around your prediction when I thought you'd say this is a blowout.
No, Skip. Here's the thing. This is a division rival. These two teams hate each other. So they didn't really need any extra added motivation between driving the bus around the stadium. Bop, 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 bop. They didn't really need any motivation.
By the way, that's something you would have done.
Oh, totally.
Right?
That had me all over. I mean, I don't like the group did it, but I can see me. Hey, let's take a lap. Yeah. Okay. A little lap.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say they do cover. I'm going to say Mahomes throws for almost 400 yards and 4 touchdowns.
He'd better. He is in the brightest spotlight. This should be his MVP signature game where he just lights them up. He should throw for 500 yards.
Nah, he won't throw.
It's a revenge game.
Yep.
It's a revenge on the bus lap, the victory lap game. And it's possible, I don't know this for a fact, but it's possible Patrick Mahomes is going to be playing the practice squad defense for the Raiders because all the COVID is hitting the defense much harder than the offense. In fact, I've yet to hear of any offensive COVID victims so far.
Well,
this
a couple
week.
Of weeks ago it was the offense. Yeah. Remember the whole offensive line was out.
I got it, but I think they're back. I think.
Well, Cleveland Farrell and Corey Littlejohn, they tested positive. So they're probably out. Now, the other guys that high risk, as long as they keep testing negative, they'll be able to come back.
I'm just not sure. But it also could be the practice squad.
Because
they've had to elevate a bunch of guys from the practice squad. And they even said yesterday, we have no idea we can even run out there.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So wouldn't you think that Mahomes, away from home, should have a monster game?
Well, Skip, I mean, obviously, if you're going to be without this many starters, yeah, obviously it makes it. But, you know, you don't underestimate anybody, Skip, because that's the last thing you can do. It's like, oh, man, they down Abram and LaMarcus Joyner and Hankins, and you underestimate somebody. You said, but the Andy Reid's not going to let that happen.
Mm.
They got motivation, just like they had motivation when they played you guys last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they went back to your building, beat your brakes off you in New England.
Oh, we were now I'm a wee New England.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, you oh, Tom Brady. You don't bet against Tom. My homeboy says, bet against him.
Yeah, but when the chips were on the table, you don't bet against Brady at Kansas City in an AFC championship.
Like you say, he was a pup. He was a kid.
No, he's a pup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only his second year, only his first year start.
You will be sweating this game on Sunday because you know your man is in the crosshairs because this is an MVP caliber game where you need to really put up big numbers and separate from the field. Because if you don't, people are going to be looking side-eye at your performance here because as I keep reading you out of Pro Football Focus, even before the bye week, because they're coming off their bye, that Pro Football Focus said, Patrick Mahomes has had an inconsistent year. But period, end of story.
All I know is the sports books got him as the favorite.
Okay.
I know USA Today got him as the favorite. I know other publications have him as the favorite.
Mm.
That's what I know. I mean, all that other stuff I skip, I don't like to do conjecture. I don't like to do speculation or innuendo. Mm. But that's what we do know.
Well, I won't do any conjecture or speculation when I tell you the only thing I know about what's happened so far this year is that the Raiders went to my homeboy's home and won 40-32. And outplayed the home team in every way, every statistical category. They put up 480 yards to 413. 413 is really good, but 480 is really wrong for your defense to give up at
all.
Well,
that's on Chris Jones. Honey Badger going to have to do a better job to make sure they don't possess the ball like they did last time.
Mm.
Make sure they're not running the ball like they did last time. And my homeboy is not going to be off. The likelihood of him being slightly off again is not very good. I can see him coming out of this game being 30-1. 30 tubs and one INT.
Wait, what is he now?
25-1.
So you got him for five.
Now I can see that happening. 29-1, 30-1.
Okay. I'll do over under five. I'll take under five for a case.
No, do four. I do four tubs.
You'll do four touchdowns for a case?
Yep.
Okay, I'll do that.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Thank you. Saw you coming.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't think you did.
Saw you coming. I knew I could get you.
So the point is that the Raiders are being a little overlooked on the other side of the ball, which is their offensive side.
No, their offense is good.
Pro Football Focus ranks them eighth in offense.
They're good.
And they're eighth in points scored per game.
Because, Skip, they can run the ball better than you think. They can run Josh Jacobs can really run the football. Mm. And they got guys. Aguilar's found a home. Had Aguilar been like this in Philly, he would still be in Philly. Skip, remember last year he had a touchdown against the Falcons? Walking to him, hit him in stride, and he dropped it.
Yeah.
He's dropped more than he's caught. But in Oakland, he didn't drop anything.
Mm.
Hunter Renfrow just keeps making third down catches, getting behind people. Henry Ruggs, you know he has blazing speed. And the Williams kid. And you still got to deal with Waller.
Got to deal with him. Yep.
So, offensively, they got a good offensive line. Trent Brown, they got the Colton Miller. They got Hudson. They got a very, very good offensive line. No, they great. Because they do a great job of protecting Derek Carr. But my own boy on another level.
Mm. So, very quietly, Derek Carr has 16 touchdowns to only two interceptions. So, only two interceptions.
Yeah.
Could he throw three against Kansas City? Sure he could.
It ain't going to be better than the 40 we going to throw.
Mm. So 8.5. I think I would. I'll take the 8.5 for another case.
Nope.
You won't even do that?
Nope.
Against the practice squad defense?
Are you kidding me? Skip, you don't know, Skip. We're still 2 days away. They can continue to test negative and be able to play.
Huh. 8.5, and you don't have that much faith in Mahomes?
Let that sink
He's the runaway MVP,
Let that sink in for just a second. You're on the road. When was Tom Brady 8.5 point favorite on the road this year? Against who?
Okay, so what? That's a great point.
There you go.
You should have faith in your man.
That goes to show you what my guy can do, what my guy is capable of.
Okay, well, is he?
Yeah.
Well, he should win this by a couple of touchdowns, right? If he doesn't, I'm really going to come in here on Monday saying, what MVP?
You're going to say 29. Like, no, what you're going to do is say the Raiders were overrated and they had the practice squad out there. You'll want to give my homeboy.
Well, if they do, they do.
What hey?
I'll be taking names. Sunday, I'll be taking my names.
Are they NFL players?
Not really.
Yeah, yes, really.
Yeah.
Yes, really, they are.
No mercy.
Aaron Rodgers will be tested this week on the road against a tough Colts defense. Indy has the league's second-best passing defense and finds themselves as slight home favorites against Rodgers and the Packers on Sunday when they square off on Fox. So, Shannon, who wins this one?
Skip, the Colts are so confusing. I mean, they go on the road and they blow out Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And then they're in control against the Ravens.
Yep.
And then they look like, I just can't figure them out. But I'm taking the Pack. The Colts are very good defensively. They play mainly shell cover two. Mm-hmm. Eberflus, the guy they got from the Cowboys, who even though, you know, sneaky guy snuck out of the deal, jilted him right at the altar. And he's like, you know what? I signed up for this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay on. They brought Frank Reich in. Who knows, Skip? Looks like a blessing in disguise.
I agree.
And he has them playing really, really well. Phillip Rivers is what's confusing. Because 1 week, Skip, now you look what he did against Tennessee. Boom. I'm talking about look great. 300 yards. And then against Baltimore. And then a week before, three interceptions again. So I'm going to take the Packers. Rodgers, second in the MVP. My MVP. Mm-hmm. They got Bakhtiari back. Lazard comes back. Last time we saw Lazard, he had a 146 in the tub against New Orleans. He's back. And now you're going to get him with Devontae. Now, I know Darius Leonard's a little upset because Aaron disrespected him by not mentioning him with the great middle linebackers. Mm-hmm. You know, the B-Wag, Bobby Wagner, David, and Devin White. He didn't
mention Fred Warner.
Yeah, you're like, whoa, what about me? It's good. The great players, when you talk about other great players, and hey, mention your boy now, or else you have to see me. Mm. Okay? Mm. Now it's his job to make him after this game. What do you think about Darius Leonard?
Mm.
Phenomenal talent.
Mm.
But Roger's going to get this dub here in Indy.
Mm. You sure about that?
Positively. You want a case to do on it?
Yep, I do. You walked right into that. Thank you.
I did. Okay.
I got the home team.
Okay. You give me two and a half?
No. You just took the bet. You just said you just picked them to win the game outright.
Hold on. Did you know the Packers are the first team in NFL history to average 30 while only committing 5 turnovers in 9 games?
Oh, that's highly impressive. That's why there are no points in this deal. It's just you got them straight up. Did you know the Green Bay Packers are now the number one seed in the NFC? 7-2. Here they come.
Come, my guy don't turn. The real number 12 don't turn the ball over like that 4-12.
Oh, really?
Yep.
The unsung MVP, shadow MVP. So this is a huge game for Aaron Rodgers because he needs to, again, assert himself back into the MVP race. And he's having, yet again, statistically, a great year. He's also had a couple of stinkers along the way.
He had one, Skip.
He had one at Tampa Bay, and it was all time.
Was the one he had at Tampa?
Three quarters without scoring a single point.
Let me ask you a question. Was the game that Aaron Rodgers had at Tampa, was it worse than the game that Tom Brady had at Tampa against New Orleans?
Mm.
If you had to weigh one, which one you played with worse?
I'll give you that.
Okay.
That's the lesser of evils.
There ain't no lesser evil. Yeah. Your guys had to take a timeout to kick a field goal to score.
Yeah, did my guy throw almost back-to-back pick sixes? No, he didn't throw any pick sixes.
Your guys threw three picks, though.
Okay, he threw three picks, but your guy threw almost back-to-back. The second one almost got returned for a touchdown. Went to the 2-yard line.
Skip,
way to go.
Y'all
congratulations,
won. You won.
Okay, we won 38-10. So, here you go, on the road against an unsung defense. I'm not sure people have focused on Darius Leonard's defense because it's really good.
They are.
You could make a case it's playing the best of any defense. Good.
You got to be able to stop your run, though.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones back. You know, you like Aaron Jones.
Well, he's the MVP.
Stop saying that. Well, no, he isn't.
He's the real Aaron.
Okay, what happened when he wasn't aware, when he wasn't there? Mm. Aaron Rodgers was Aaron Rodgers, did what he did, and kept this thing in the row. Even with Bakhtiari, even with Lazard, he still did what he did. Skip, you know it's A-Rod. Mm. A-Rod makes the Packers go.
Phillip Rivers loves to play against great quarterbacks.
He does.
And
he does.
I think he will have one of those games that will make you scratch your head and say, where did that come from? He is completing 69% of his passes, which is second best in his whole career. So he's having a pretty good year. Not big touchdown interception numbers, 11-7. But he's had a couple of big games where you say, I can't believe he did that.
Well, Skip, the thing is that the Colts run the ball okay. Hines run the ball, and they got Jonathan Taylor, the big kid out of Wisconsin. So the question is, Green Bay's defense isn't very good. You know that. I know that. They don't do very well against the run. Dalvin Cook had his way with them. And other, some, a few other teams have had their way with them running the football. If I'm not mistaken, San Francisco was running the ball well. San Francisco. Nah, I just think Aaron Rodgers is going to be too much. I think they get Phillip Rivers gives them two turnovers, and they win this ball game. Mm. And I get two cases of doom off you.
Well, what do you mean two cases?
Because we already got the Vikings bet, and we got this bet.
Oh, I thought we had a Mahomes bet for four touchdown passes.
Yeah, we got that. Right. So three cases
then.
Oh,
there. There we go.
Woo!
Okay.
Just loading up.
Are you?
Can I get some of the we talk about the Rams and the Tampa on Monday. Molly,
yes,
get another
that,
case.
That will be, we might have a couple of cases on that one.
Oh, you feeling good over the weekend?
I'm liking this one a lot. I think Indy is very underrated at home. Here we go.
You want to put another case on?
No. No mercy.